What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to The Good, The Bad and The Stupid. It's Tuesday the 2nd of June. A very warm Tuesday the 2nd of June to you. From here, sunny England, where I'm sweating because I've just ran in and I'm in a rush. So I've got a pile of stuff in front of me here, which I've not even read. And you're going to get to see how I do under pressure. So if you listen to the podcast, you won't get to see me sweat and start to look panicky. You'll get to hear that, you'll have to listen for it, but if you're watching the video, check for the sweat on my brow. I've already got one already, actually, because I've literally just sprinted in. I've got to be somewhere else very soon, so but you come first in my eyes, so I'm here for your entertainment, whether it's for you laughing at me or laughing with me. Anyway, I've left the door open purposely so the ghost doesn't disturb me this time. I don't want to be thrown off guard by his antics. He's playing me about. I've sold something on the internet and I can't find it anywhere. I know he's hid it because it's everywhere it should be. It's not there. And I can't find it. I'm going to have to give the person the money back now. I think it's lost. So he's hid it in a very, very good place. And it's definitely not a place I would have put it myself. So I've got a naughty ghost, and it's like, have you seen the Pink Panther with Peter Sellers? And he's got that, the guy Kato, the Chinese guy, the one who's always fucking jumping on his back and trying to fucking kick his head in, and he's always fighting with him and jumping out the wardrobe and surprising him. I've got a ghostly version of that. But anyway, it's fun, you know, it's company at the very least. I've got you and I've got the ghost. That's my company this evening. Anyway, let's get on with what's going on. America's it's kicking off all over America, isn't it? The protests, left, right and centre, are all for a fucking good cause. People have stood up and and feel very much fucking like they've got to voice their concern over what happened with what's his name, George Floyd. That was fucking horrendous to see. That I've only watched a part of the video, but you know, and fucking if the person wasn't doing the video, you got to think fucking, you know, thank God the person was doing the video, otherwise people would never ever know the situation. But at the same time, you can't help but think, I really wish that person would have put the camera down and go and kick the fucking policeman in the face and fucking get him off him. But it's not his, I guess he didn't know what was going to be the outcome, and it's not his place to do it. But at the same time, you got to fucking try and intervene maybe and say something perhaps, but and leave the camera running. But you could have said something. But at the same time, you know, you don't expect the fucking guy to die at the end of it, do you? But it's pretty horrendous. Even so bad that Donald Trump has had to run into his bunker. He's fucking, because the neatest storm in the fucking White House. That'd be something if the protesters all fucking, you know, get past the guards of the White House. That's meant to be one of the fucking best guarded buildings in America, isn't it? But anyway, regardless, it should be peaceful protests, and not and the violence is fucking really just not doing anybody any favours, is it? All the looting, apart from anybody who's got any Nike trainers. If anybody's got any Nike trainers, I saw people running out of the fucking store with last night. I'm in the market for a pair of running shoes. I've just ordered some running shoes. They've just come, and the fucking wrong ones. I paid extra for the colour that I wanted, and they've come through the post, wrong fucking colour. They've sent me the cheap colour for the most money. So I got stitched up, so I've got to send them back. So I'm in the market, but I'm not really going to be buying some from any looters in America. So if anybody's going to loot any shops in England, you got my number. Well, you've got me, you know where I am. I'm on this podcast. But no, joking aside, that ain't doing anybody any favours, because it just fucking makes you look bad, especially the fuckers who are getting violent and beating each other up. You just look like fucking idiots. And the best thing I've seen about it all is the policemen who were going down on one knee and showing their with the protesters, in front of the protesters. It's quite emotional, really. They're doing it in the wall of policemen, and then there's a couple of policemen who got down on their one knee to show the solidarity with it. And it's moving. And then the other sheriff in what's his name, Sheriff Chris Swanson in Michigan, he put down his batons. I've just swallowed something. I think I might have just swallowed. Anybody just see a fly around then? I think I might have just sucked in a fucking fly then. Anyway, that's the end of him, I'm afraid, because I ain't got time to cough him out. Michigan, what's his name? Chris Swanson put down his batons and that, and then the protest was saying, walk with us, walk with us. And it did, and all the policemen walked with the protesters and protested with them. That would fucking put Donald Trump's nose right out of joint, because he wants the police to do their, you know, break up the protests and stuff, doesn't he? But that was really good to see that. And, you know, that's what is going to fucking make this whole thing better, is when the police get on board with the protesters, not when they start fucking trying to kick their heads in and fighting them. It's just going to cause more and more tension, isn't it? It's crazy. It's like that scenes with Rodney King when it all kicked off and the policemen beat him up with the batons and everything. It's fucking horrendous. The police in America, I mean, police anywhere where police got a fucking, got a power fucking thing on, haven't they? It's almost like they're, you know, they put the uniform on. Because that guy's wife said that he was like fucking, you know, she's divorced him and he's got done for murder, but she's divorcing him. But she was saying he's like, there was a thing saying, oh, Harry's so nice and like such a nice guy, you know, he's not like anything like what you'd imagine to be as a policeman. He's such a pussycat and all that kind of thing. Well, I think he's fucking been leading you on, because he showed exactly what he's like by fucking what he's done. And she's had the fucking, you know, she stood up and just walked out on him straight away and even said it straight to the press, that's what I'm doing. So distancing herself straight away. That's the biggest social distance I've seen of the lot. Anyway, let's move on to, I thought I'd say my bit on that. But I forgot also, it was Bob Dylan's birthday the other day. I forget which day now. I meant to talk about it. And also, it was Marilyn Monroe's birthday a couple of days ago. So two of my favourite icons. One living, one not living. But she was fucking beautiful. And she's always, she's living because she's alive by her photos. And in her films and whatever else. But she's, I mean, she's frozen in time, isn't she? So it's pretty amazing. It's a fucking sad thing because you've had to die to become world, you know, godlike in a way, but a bit like James Dean. But still, she's very beautiful. And Bob Dylan, one of my favourite fucking artists of them all. I've loved him since I was a kid because my mum used to always play him. And I used to think it was shit to start with when I was a kid. But it didn't take long. That was when I was about 5. But when I was about 7, I was right on board. I was fucking on the harmonica and everything. Very shitly on the harmonica, but I really love Bob Dylan, and Rolling Stones, one of my favourite tunes. There you go, that's a bit about me. Prague has declared war on boozy British stag doos after regaining control of the city, and now claims it wants to reinvent itself. Bollocks, I've not been to Prague yet. I've got to get myself there, and I was never going to go on a stag do anyway, but I still want to go there and get pissed out of my face, quite very badly. You can still do that. I think any city in England doesn't want fucking British stag do's. It's the fucking horrible to and hen parties. No, they're good fun, but at the same time, it's just a load of people having the best time of their life, where everybody around them is having the worst time of their life by having to be near them. That's pretty much what the deal is with that. But you ever seen when they go to a comedy club? Worst fucking thing going. When hen party or stag do, when they try and like they try and get involved with the comedy on the stage and that, they think they're the funniest thing in the fucking room, and they're very much not. They're sitting there with a fucking blow up cock on the red. The ladies are, that is. Some of the guys are as well. If it's a gay wedding, you know, that's allowed these days. I've been to one, in fact. Oh well, it was a civil partnership, but that was great fun. What was it? Also, yeah. So and the blokes. Blokes walking around with like that fucking thing off Borat. They always like to wear that, don't they? The Borat with the fucking that really shit mankini thing that he used to wear. That was horrendous. I would never ever fucking, no one would ever get me in one of those. No chance. Not even fucking Marilyn Monroe would get me in one of those. She probably would, but I can say that because it's never gonna happen. Me and her, it's over, it's finished. Ever since she died, the relationship's come, you know, she died actually. I think she died before I was born. I don't know what, I'll have to check that. But we never crossed paths. That's a shame. But yeah, so boozy. I remember I went, who was I in Hungary? because they fucking love the stag dudes. They love all the fucking. They love taking money off them at the very least. So that's one thing you're gonna miss is the money if you're gonna try and kick them out of town, because stag dudes, they fucking blow some money. It's all about the money. Strip bars and everything, they just go in them and just they just fleece them. It's almost like taking, you know, just basically, I'll just say, just give me your bank card. I want to take everything out of that bank account while you're here. And they do half the time. But I accidentally stayed in a place that was above a strip bar. And the strip bar was fucking, every time I walked out of my building, everyone was trying to get me in the strip place. I didn't go in. I was there 3 days, never went in. I didn't break. I was always worried that if you went in there, they would take all your fuck. You know what I mean? They just bullshit you with the price of their drinks. Yeah, it's $2. And then when it's tallied up at the end, it was $200. And you've had 10. And then you fuck because you owe them a massive big bill. And they won't let you out. Yeah, I know all the tricks. Anyway, more than 500 land animals have been on the brink of extinction because of human activity. So they should start doing some fucking protests as well. The animal kingdom. The Sumatran rhino, Clarion Island wren, giant tortoise, harlequin frog, there's 500 different ones altogether. So we're fucking them over as much as we fuck each other over. Humans are just a disaster on this planet. Imagine, it'd be nice to see the world just full of animals, just all animals and very little humans. You know, me being one of the humans that's here, of course. But there's a lot of humans that can fuck right off, that's for sure. But at the same time, you know, many countries live with the animals, and it's humans that are killing them, and it's human taking all the habitats and stuff like that. So it'd be good if the animals were able to just do a protest, like, you know, they're just like the clever animals, just the monkeys and the gorillas and all that. They're just fucking round them all up. Like what you'd see in a cartoon, and then they all just start marching through the town and do a big sit down in the squares or in the city centres, and go like, right, that's it. Or, you know, they'll learn sign language, some gorillas have, and they start doing that. And like, you know, making you have to listen, because nobody fucking gives a shit. You know, it's only the people who really fucking give a shit that give a shit, and many people don't. People say talk the talk, but they don't fucking walk the walk, do they? They don't like, you know, everyone says, oh, we love them, but, you know, it's like the governments of the country is what I'm saying. It's like people having to give charity from all over the fucking world, but the government of the country, half the time, are corrupt and fucking, it's, you know, like them tigers I watched for that programme, the tigers are the fucking, selling all the tigers, Laos, wasn't it? And all the tigers were being killed, fattened up, killed and sent to China. And the government fucking knew. A lot of the government knew about it. And they weren't even penalised by the fucking World Animal Federation. It took all the evidence and everything there and took it, and they didn't do fuck all. So I mean, the guy on that cove, when he about the dolphins, when they're killing all the dolphins, when he walked into the room with the... I ain't going to tell you what happens. Watch it if you haven't seen it. The Cove, I think it is. That's fucking brutal, what the Japanese were doing to all the dolphins. Oh, it's horrible to watch. But anyway, it's a thought-provoking film, that's for sure. Anyway, let's move on. I'm getting all righteous. I'll tell you what, this has proved to be quite a good one. It hasn't been very funny, but it hasn't been... Well, is it funny usually? I don't know. It's usually about the news. Anyway, let's get on to some fucking news. it's brilliant. It's international jewel thieves... Oh, the guy's been caught, but they did a daring raid on a diamond heist in a jewellery shop. And you got to love a diamond heist if you can get away with it. And gems, you know, no one was hurt. They did like, it was a proper like setup. They had somebody going in disguises, pretending to be looking at certain jewellery, pretending to be Russian businessmen. And somehow they tricked they did a diversion and swapped the gems with pebbles, and the pebbles where the gems were, and walked off with the diamonds or whatever they were. Excuse me. And they got away with it. 2.2 million. Imagine that, being the person who was who was working that day, and all of a sudden you find you've just been left with a load of stones, pebbles off the beach or something. Brilliant. Like the Pink Panthers. There's a bunch of raiders called the Pink Panthers, isn't there? They go around doing all the jewelry shops around Europe. I don't think they've ever been caught. Anyway, this guy has, and apparently this was like a bit like Ocean's 11 franchise or whatever. So yeah, that's good. I like clever people who do clever raids like that. Because they're only rich people that are robbing them off, and it's insured. So, nobody's going to lose out eventually. And, then they're cheaper for us then, when they come on the black market. We can all buy them nice and cheap. You know, always cheap stuff going around where I grew up. Fucking, the pub was where you bought everything. This is where you bought fucking, bikes, suits, watches, meat. Whatever the fuck, it was all in the pub. It was almost like the conveyor belt of what's it called? The generation game, when everything comes through. Cuddly toys, for everything for your kids. Lecture toothbrushes. You go around with shopping. You wouldn't even have to go shopping. You just go to the pub. So perfect. Anybody that needs to go to the pub and your wife wants you to go to shops. That's the perfect, it marries itself very well. You just go to the pub and all the fucking tea leaves will bring all the stuff in and you buy it off them. Anyway, speaking of tea leaves, a pet parrot has caught a burglar. A burglar's been caught because a parrot was squawking and alerted his neighbours, and the guy got caught. So that's like a guard parrot. Have you ever heard of that? Guard parrot. Been trained to guard the house. Fucking brilliant. I bet the guy didn't know what fucking happened, did he? When he was in there. Sneaking around all of a sudden. There you go. That's like, my ghost hopefully could be my guard ghost. I wonder if he's going to do anything if I get burgled and start fucking, throwing books off the shelves and do like, scaring. What's that film where the ghost is scaring them? Like in Ghost. That's it. Ghost. Ghost, the Patrick Swayze, when they're knocking things off the shelves and scaring people. Maybe my ghost would do that. That'd be my guard ghost. I'll have to train him up. But anyway, guard parrot. That's good, isn't it? And fucking birds and parrots would be noisy as fuck as well. So the guy would 100% would try and run out. So yeah, I like that. That's what the jewellery shop will have to get now, a guard parrot. You'll have to. But apart from that, what do you do the rest of the time when 99.9% of the time you're not being burgled, and then you have to go, who's a pretty boy, who's a pretty boy, who's a pretty boy? It become annoying after a while, I think. Saying that, I mean, they learn a lot of things, didn't they? I told you the other day that one was calling Donald Trump a wanker. So that parrot, is evolving. That's a parrot, so he can get all the animals together as well. He can round up all the animals. It could be their talk. He could be the one talking for him at the front. Again, we fucking had enough of this. Stop killing us, you fucking wankers. Donald Trump and anybody else. Listen to us. The world needs saving. It's fucking in peril. You humans are fucking mental. We're going to call the aliens down if you don't fucking stop it. The aliens are going to come. They're going to kill all you. They're going to leave us. And we're all going to get on. We're going to fucking get rid of all the humans. That's what the animals want. And, anyway, people who can bullshit and blag their way through life are more evolved than normal life, more normal folk. Well, I like to think myself as one of those, but I tell you what, it's hard work. Bullshit and blag your way through life is like, it only gets you so far. You fucking fuck up a lot of the time as well. And you're forever having to, rob Peter to pay Paul, juggle things around. You have to be... There's a lot of skills involved, but at the same time, it's fucking, you're almost treading water. You're waiting for the big one to come in. One day, the big fucking, the big score is going to come, and then you fucking, you've made it, and that's when you can put your head back and put your feet up, your head back. You got your Mexican hat on, you got your bottle of tequila, and you're having a party, just like the guy who's just won the lottery. Where's it gone? I pulled it out. The guy who's just won the lottery, he heard a voice in his head. He's never done the lottery ever. He just heard a voice in his head telling him to put a pound on, to buy a Euro Millions ticket. He did, and he fucking won. He won. I've had that voice in my head many, many, many times. I've had that voice in my head telling me to do many, many, many things. Never of them have walked. None of them have ever walked worked out. Some of them have, but not like a millionaire fucking worked out. I've had some, you know, some good tickles, but that's the best one. That voice in his head. Imagine that. That's the voice. The voice has come. Never had it before. And the voice said, get a Euro Millions ticket, mate. You're going to fucking, you know, you're feeling lucky. And all of a sudden he goes and does it and wins. Well, I don't know how much he won, but it was more than a million. So happy days. I tell you what, I'll be listening to the voice in my head from now on. But you know, sometimes it's quite dark. It tells me to do things or say things that I shouldn't. So I think I might have to still filter what I'm prepared to act on, because it's got me into fucking a lot of trouble in the past. Right, anyway, I'm going to finish up on the last one. Conspiracy theories think that the SpaceX rocket that went, Elon Musk's rocket that went to space, was faked because they spotted a mouse running around the craft. They saw videos of the rocket blasted off. A small rodent wandering around the superheated engine above Earth, defying the rules of gravity. I don't know the rules of whether a rodent or a rat should survive that or not, so I've got no opinion on it. All I'm saying is that if he can survive it, he's going to be one happy rat. He's going off to space. He's done more than most humans or any animal on the planet has been. He's gone on a trip to space. And then he's going to get to go and on the space station. He'd become a pet up there. He'd probably be staying up there, though. So, unfortunately, he's going to be coming back down, because he'd become like a mascot for all the fucking bored astronauts up there. They'd be like, oh, we got a little rat to play with, or to, you know, a little pet rat. They might end up even fucking eating you if they, you know, they haven't had any meat for a while. But at the same time, you could be pal. You could be like a space rat. So we've got guard parrots, guard ghosts and space rats. That's how I'm going to leave it. I think we're just about done here anyway. So hopefully you've enjoyed it. And I'll do another one again tomorrow. See you later for now. Bye.